Alright everyone, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Your daily dose of inspiration, right here in your earbuds. I'm Jake Carter, and let me tell you, we're diving into a topic that's as common as a penalty flag on a sunny Saturday afternoon: perfectionism. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help episode, hear me out. We all want to be our best, right? To crush it in every aspect of life. But sometimes, that desire for perfection can become more of a roadblock than a motivator. It can leave us feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and frankly, pretty exhausted. So today, we're going to talk about how to manage that inner critic, embrace progress over perfection, and unlock your true potential. Sound good? Let's do this. Here is the deal. Perfectionism is like chasing a unicorn. You spend all your energy searching for something that doesn't exist, and when you finally catch it, it turns out to be just another horse. But seriously, folks, it's about shifting our perspective. It's not about being perfect, it's about striving to be better than yesterday. Takeaway number one. Perfectionism is often a mask for fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not measuring up. But guess what? Everyone fails. It's part of the learning process. Embrace those stumbles, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Don't let fear hold you back from taking risks and trying new things. Takeaway number two. Focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate small victories along the way. Did you finally nail that tricky jump shot? Awesome. Did you manage to stick to your workout routine for a whole week? High five. These little wins add up and keep you motivated. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Takeaway number three. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a friend going through a tough time. Be kind, understanding, and forgiving. You wouldn't berate your buddy for messing up, so why do it to yourself? Takeaway number four. Set realistic goals. Don't set yourself up for failure by aiming for the moon right off the bat. Start with small, achievable goals that build confidence and momentum. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. And lastly, take five. Seriously, step away from whatever is stressing you out. Take a few deep breaths, go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, anything that helps you clear your head and come back feeling refreshed. Ever felt like you were drowning in expectations? You know that feeling when the pressure is on, and every little mistake feels like a major setback. I've been there, trust me. Remember that time I tried to bake a cake for my niece's birthday and ended up with something that looked more like a volcano eruption than a dessert? Talk about perfectionism gone wrong. But you know what? It was so delicious, even if it wasn't exactly picture perfect. The point is, we need to learn to let go of the need to be perfect and focus on enjoying the process. So, how do you apply this in your own life? Start by identifying those areas where perfectionism is holding you back. Is it that one project at work? That new fitness routine you're trying to stick to? Once you've pinpointed the problem areas, start implementing these strategies. Focus on progress, not perfection. Practice self-compassion, set realistic goals, and take breaks when needed. Remember, folks, true success isn't about being flawless. It's about showing up every day, giving your best effort, and learning from both your wins and your losses. You've got this. So, there you have it, another episode of Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation in the books. Did this resonate with you? Got any tips for managing perfectionism that you want to share? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Use #AthletesEdge and tell me what strategies are working for you. And remember, always strive to be your best self, but don't sweat the small stuff, it's not worth stressing over. Until next time, stay motivated and keep pushing those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.